We pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you that you continue on this day to speak your words of life to us, that you make the dead rise, that you make the unclean clean through your word of grace and forgiveness. Lord, may we continue to live in this word. May we abide in this word. May we be changed eternally by your declaration that we are saved. We pray this in Jesus' name. So this morning is the last Sunday of the church year, and as we talked about a couple weeks ago, we move through the life of Jesus throughout the church's liturgical calendar, and this brings us to the end, which means next Sunday is the beginning as we begin again with the season of Advent. But today is the last day of the church year, which also brings with it our look at this parable that Jesus speaks, reminding us that he will return in glory on that great and final and glorious day, and he will be the judge of where you and I spend eternity. And we hear this word in verse 41, and Jesus says, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels." This is a word that you do not want to hear on that day. It's a word I don't want to hear on that day. And it's a word that I want to make sure you don't hear on that day. Though it echoes very much our own confession from the hymnal is, "I am one who deserves nothing but your wrath and eternal punishment." We know that's what we deserve. But the question of the parable quickly becomes for you and me is, how do I ensure that I'm on the right side, literally, of this judgment, that I am among the sheep, not among the goats? And as Pastor Bray said in verse 32 and 33, it reminds us that Jesus is the one who makes this separation between us. On the right are the sheep who are considered clean and righteous, and on the left are the goats who are considered unclean and unrighteous. How do we become sheep? Historically, there's essentially three answers to that question. Augustine approached this believing that God would give you the necessary grace for you to cooperate, that you might transition from your status of being a goat to becoming a sheep. I call this the trainee theory, or transition theory. You receive the grace, you work to live more and more like a sheep and less like a goat. And hopefully when this day comes and Jesus returns, he looks at you and he might see some goat hooves, but he sees a sheep head and other sheep attributes that he might say, "You know what? You're sheep enough. To the right you go." Now I'm preaching to the goats. Sheep, you got some work to do. This is the Augustine approach, is take that grace, work to transition and change to the end of your life that you might become the sheep that he helped you to become by his grace. That's the first way and first answer of how one becomes a sheep. The second is one by a guy named John Calvin. And his approach is this, is you aren't born only a goat, as Augustine said, trying to work to become a sheep. No, you are born either a goat or a sheep. And here's the frustrating part, is your only hope to figure out which one am I, is you look internally to yourself to see, do I have more sheep-like tendencies in my life, or do I live a little bit more like a goat in my life? Goat yoga, right? All that kind of stuff. Bad joke early, sorry. You all seen the cute baby goats in yoga? And you incessantly look inward, hoping and looking for a sign that says you are a sheep. And if you fail really miserably, don't worry, because the sheep will say, you know what? You were always a goat to begin with. You're living like a goat. Then there's a third way that one is a sheep on the day that Jesus returns. And it's not through a transition of your working it out your whole life. It's not a revelation that, oh, this is what I am. Internally, I tried and I confirmed that and it tells me this is what I am. But this third way comes to you and I from the outside. Fact of the matter is, every one of us is born a goat. Every one of us would deserve of our own accord to hear, depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. We are a goat by nature. But then the Lord Jesus comes, the good shepherd, and he offers us a gift just like this, from the outside, and promises that in this gift and in this sacrament, you goats will be made sheep on account of Christ's death and resurrection. The goat is killed and the sheep is resurrected. And this is what you are on account of Christ. Not on your trying to look more like a sheep. Not on your determining what the decision was before you were ever made. But based upon Jesus calling you his own and writing your name into the Lamb's book of life. Now, if I were to just look at all of these beautiful faces that are in here today, I would say you all smell like a bunch of goats. You and I come into this place looking a lot more like a goat than a sheep. Sometimes you probably even feel more like a goat than a sheep. If you were to look internally, you might see, ooh, I just don't think I'm going to be on the right side of things when he comes. But if you come in looking to yourself as the means by which you will be one or the other, then you will leave pretty depressed. But Jesus, your good shepherd, invites you in, and he speaks words of forgiveness to you. And in so doing, all of a sudden, when those words of His are spoken to you and me over all of our goat actions, we are made clean and reminded that we are the Lord's lambs. Because He has made me that way, and He has cleansed me, and He has killed the goat once again that is so active in me, and He calls me a child of God. Why? On account of Christ. That's why. Now, listen to this. This is what the sheep say on that last day. Then the righteous will answer Him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" Those who Jesus has separated and put on the right as His sheep are shocked. They can't believe it. They're completely surprised that they are on the right. Just as you and I would be surprised to be on the right, especially if we were looking to what we did or didn't do in this life. But see, Jesus bore your sin and mine. He became the unrighteous to die for our unrighteousness, that He might give to us that standing as the righteous sheep, that He gives us that righteousness that He won as He lived in this world. We are lambs because Christ Himself has made us to be His lambs. But here's the thing. Every Sunday you gather in here about 8:25, 8:30, some of you 8:40. You know who you are. You're going to feel a lot more like a goat. But then you're going to hear those words, "Take and eat. This is my body given unto death for you, for the forgiveness of sins." And in that moment, you are reminded, I am the Lord's lamb. Completely on account of the grace that He is imparting to me. And just maybe, maybe you'll make it from here to that exit before you start feeling like a goat again. Now, if communion goes really long, you'll definitely be a goat because you'll be making all sorts of judgments on people. But Jesus says, "You are mine." The Good Shepherd says, "My sheep know my voice." And it's that very voice that you and I crave from Him that says, "Your sins are forgiven." And a pleasant aroma fills the room. Because His forgiveness is perfect. and complete. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, every once a while in this life, on account of your grace, we do something that a sheep should do. We care for somebody in need. We help somebody who's cold. We feed somebody who's hungry. But it's not doing those things, Lord, that make us sheep. It is your blood, your death, and your resurrection by which we, through baptism, through the Lord's Supper, through your proclamation of absolution, are declared and made to be sheep. And Lord, we know enough about ourselves to know that we are sheep in constant need of the cleansing that your forgiveness provides. So just as we heard in Ezekiel, Lord, may we continue to come to the place where you do the feeding, you do the giving, and we do the receiving. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.